All right, so from that high to a bit of a low yesterday, we told you about sinkholes in the city of Tshwane, the allegations being that the city only cares and looks after affluent areas, that people have had to move their homes, cars have fallen into these sinkholes which have not been repaired. Dikeledi Selowa is the MMC for Roads and Transport in the city of Tshwane and wants to respond to the allegations, particularly made by the Good National Chairperson, whom we spoke to yesterday, Sam Shabane, revealing that those sinkholes are threatening the safety of citizens. Dikeledi, appreciate your time and for coming on this morning. You say you've got a different view of what's going on with those sinkholes in Tshwane. Talk to us.
That's correct. And good morning, Bongani, and to the listeners. Bongani, what's currently happening is that we are in the process of negotiating with the national and the provincial government. And if you look at the west of the city, it's because the majority of the areas where there are sinkholes, it's actually where you're having pit toilets that are flushing into a dolomitic area or releasing effluent into a dolomitic area. Now, that is not in any case. You cannot have people, any structure in a dolomitic area. So it's about getting the land parcel and then actually putting in the necessary infrastructure and moving people. But also you don't want to move people and displace them so far away from their current places of employment. So there has been land that was identified. The negotiations with the provincial and national government are taking place. And we also have options of what we can build and how many people we can house, which will obviously be the situation of if we build single unit stands as the municipality, we'll be able to at least provide homes for 1,000 families. If we build what would look like units, which is basically a two-bedroom flat, would be able to house about 4,000. So those are the options that the city is looking at the moment, so we can actually move people out. The other thing as well is that even in all of this, we try to close off all the areas where we do have the sinkholes and urge the community not to go there up until we can get through with that process.
Just hang on. I mean, obviously, I understand that what you're saying may be applicable in some instances, but some of these sinkholes have been identified in long-established settlements in places like Attridgeville or Laudium. Surely that isn't the explanation for every sinkhole?
Okay. Now, the ones that you referred to in Attridgeville, that is what we are doing. The one in Laudium is not necessarily in Laudium. It's actually in Itireleng. We did have one that was in Laudium on the R55, and that was resolved and actually attended to already in 2018. So that one took a long time, but it got resolved. And I think at this point, the allocation even to resolving some of the sinkholes is sitting at about 10 million rand into seeing what the issue is. Then you'll have the one that you made mention of yesterday, Bongani, in Hercules. Now, Hercules is different. Hercules is not a sinkhole. What Hercules happened is that there was water pipes that burst, and when they started digging, the wall started caving in of the support structure of the road infrastructure, which then made us realize that when those roads were actually built, they used backfilling. So they used basically bricks to fill up so that they can put a tar road. So that is a constructural issue, an infrastructure issue, where the backfilling wasn't done properly.
Look, ultimately, we can come up with a lot of explanations, such as you've provided this morning, and understand that perhaps moving people away from settlements that they've tried to build may be a more medium to long-term solution. But at the moment, there are still reports of children, for example, who play next to these sinkholes, and some of them are growing every day. I mean, obviously, they present a clear and present danger now.
Bongani, from our side as a municipality, is obviously going out and assessing these situations, bringing in social development and health to see, can we move these families away? Is there a place where we can get temporary accommodation for them at this current point in time to avoid such situations, but as well close off every single area that we are starting to see that there is a potential risk for us as they keep growing. We do have instances where people have moved away, but as well, it's to urge other people not to see somebody
else. Sure, but are you engaging with residents? This is what I'm talking about. Are you going into those communities in the way Sam Shabane was telling us yesterday he is doing? Are you going into those communities, explaining the dangers, explaining the risks to children, explaining the risks to people who are building informal homes in areas that are dilemmatic and where they shouldn't?
Bongani, the first and foremost important thing is that we'll obviously go into communities through consultation with the ward councils. So it is an issue of having a public participation process that we run and informing the ward councils to take us into those communities so that there's nothing that we are bypassing the ward councils. That's the first thing that we absolutely do when it comes to the city. The other thing is that it's not just about sinkholes. I think, Bongani, the one thing that we've always pride ourselves in is ensuring that when we do come to any site or any situation, is engage the community and the community leaders and actually tell them that, can you please advise that people stay off these highly dilemmatic areas or areas that are open because of where there's trenches, because of the risk that is always there. And because we don't want to find ourselves in any situation where we have a loss of life. So in terms of us as a municipality, we're doing absolutely everything in terms of when it comes to consulting the ward councillor, community leaders, and going into those areas. So it is disingenuous for somebody to just come from elsewhere and just get to a position and say they want to run a narrative when they have not even come to the city and tried to say, what process have you followed as a municipality?
Degele Disilo, I appreciate your time. The MMC for Roads and Transport in the city of Tshwane. If you are from Tshwane, whether in Laudium or Attridgeville, if you're in Hercules, if you're in Mamelodi, if there are sinkholes in your area, are you satisfied with the explanations the city of Tshwane is giving you?